I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. For many cancer survivors, getting back to daily life after their treatment has ended presents an assortment of new challenges. Dr. Stacy Maurer is here to talk about tips for navigating through this time of transition. Dr. Maurer is an associate professor in the College of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and a clinical psychologist at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Maurer, I know you routinely work with cancer survivors. What are some of the specific challenges people face after their cancer treatment has ended?
Most commonly, I hear cancer survivors struggling with finding meaning in their life after cancer. They find it can be really difficult to return to their normal activities when they're still experiencing both the physical and the emotional effects of cancer.
And when survivors tell you that they're struggling with some of these types of issues, what might you suggest to help them sort of move forward?
First, it can be helpful to spend some time thinking about what they value in life, and those values are the things that really make life meaningful. And it's important to remember that these values are not achievements or outcomes, but are more focused on the type of person that we want to be.
And what are some of those values that you hear often?
They may value helping others, giving back to their community, connecting deeper in their relationships. They may value health in a different way as well.
Once a survivor has identified what they value most, what are some of the next steps on a practical basis?
I think it's important to think about how we can move forward starting right now, remembering that no step is too small. It can be really important to think about the small shifts that we can do on a day-to-day basis that would bring us closer to our values. So bringing that into our day-to-day life rather than thinking about a complete overhaul of how we approach things. For example, if somebody realizes that they value more closeness in their relationships, they may set goals to text a friend every single day or talk on the phone once a week or grab lunch with a friend every month. Or if they value giving back and helping others, they may bring food to a friend in need. They could volunteer. They may want to act as a mentor for somebody else who's going through cancer.
Tell us about making a transition back to exercise for cancer survivors.
Many cancer survivors value health and prioritize health in a new way after going through cancer. So exercise can be an important part of that, setting small goals for daily movement and making sure that they're participating in something that's fun and enjoyable for them instead of something that feels like a chore. It's important to remind themselves that there's no timeline for recovery. Often cancer survivors find that moving forward takes longer or is more challenging than they expected. And it's important to remember that they may never fully feel over their experience with cancer.
Dr. Maurer, thanks for this information about getting back to daily life after cancer treatment.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.